As we now talk girls golf here, and the Lady Beaver golf team was at Goodland yesterday. They got a golf at Sugar Hills Golf Club, their 18-hole golf, and now they go back to Cimarron tomorrow afternoon. And we're talking with a couple of the golfers there yesterday as they placed fourth as a team, and Tori Ford. And Tori, how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good here. Thank you. Well, yesterday at Goodland, how did you feel like you did that for a first time being on an 18-hole course?
Honestly, my first nine was not good, but my second nine was a lot better. I hadn't golfed all weekend, and it was Labor Day weekend, but it definitely got better throughout the day.
Yeah, we had had some issues here, but we've got them fixed. Tori, you were medaled yesterday, and that's pretty cool to get there. And just golfing 18 holes, what's the difference mentally from going 18 to 9?
Honestly, Adam, your legs just get tired, and so does your brain. Your arms, not so much.
All right, here. Well, you've had a pretty good start to this season here, and what do you think your approach has been this year, maybe compared to last year?
Honestly, last year I was more worried about figuring it out because I had never golfed before. But this year, honestly, I just was like, it's my senior year. Like, if I'm doing it, I might as well, like, try to get better. And, golf is something you can do for the rest of your life. And I know when I'm old, I'm not going to want to suck. So I might as well get good at it now.
Yeah, well, this year, what's a goal that you have here in mind as you – of course, have another meet tomorrow at Cimarron.
I know everybody wants to make it to state, but honestly, I have two. One goal is it's a team goal. We all want to make it to state. Like, as a team, we want to make it to state. You know, like, even if we don't perform well there, we want to be able to go and say that we win. Mm-hmm. And my second goal is definitely to shoot under 100 for a 18-hole. So I know I have to put in quite a bit of chipping work there, because that's what gives me all my strokes. So.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good season continuing here for you, Tori. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up throughout this year.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
All right. Once again, senior Tori Ford joining us here. And now we have junior Shelby Lissenby joining us here. She has played both the varsity tournaments this year. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Yesterday, how'd you feel like your golf game was there at Goodland?
You know, I'm going to be completely honest. It was not what I was expecting.
Well, sometimes it goes like that. And what do you think maybe went wrong for you yesterday?
Mainly my chipping and putting. Mm-hmm. When I'm with Cody, he tells me, like, all these little tricks. And it was just not there yesterday.
Well,
but
yeah.
It's golf.
You know, that's golf. And maybe the next day you're going to be, maybe tomorrow it's going to be much better here. But where do you think that you've improved the most here to earn yourself a spot on varsity so far?
Definitely my grind for the sport. I feel like if you have the willingness to put in the effort, then that will benefit you the most.
And, yeah, it's kind of a – it's one of those seasons, and golf is a sport, you know, you have good days, you have bad days, and learn from your mistakes. But probably what do you maybe enjoy most about the game?
Just my teammates and just being outside all the time. I love being outside and being with this group of girls. Mm-hmm. It's just the perfect combination.
Hey, 18 holes in yesterday. Tomorrow, I believe it's a 9-hole tournament?
Yeah, it's a 9-hole tournament.
What are you like? What goal do you have in mind there for tomorrow?
I want to break 50. I've been in, like, the high 40s, mid-50s. So I think tomorrow I just want to go in with a good attitude and just break 50.
Do you like the courses that have a lot of hills and all that? Or?
No.
No.
I prefer flat.
You prefer flat.
Prefer flat.
Kind of like the home course.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Fight golfed. Well, Shelby, listen to me joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Shelby, listen to me joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. And now we turn our attention here to head coach Michelle Leitner here. And golf team off to a really good start here this year. Third and fourth place finishes that team in the first two meets there. And coach, you can tell that you do have a lot of experience there just by the improvement that you guys are going up the board there. Third place on Thursday at Hugoton and a fourth place finish yesterday at Goodland.
Oh, yeah. We are really improving. We're getting so many more shots done and where we need them to be. They did a lot more practice on the green before we played, and I think that was very helpful.
Yesterday, Goodland, kind of a windy afternoon. I think that cold front came through there, and so that probably made a difference there, and a little cooler than normal, and this is kind of weird, and considering how hot it's been. But how do you feel like that your team came out and played at a pretty stiff tournament there?
You know what? Got to looking at, like, our scores were a lot different than they were at Hugoton, but that's 18 holes, and some of them have never played 18 holes.
Yeah.
So for them to come out and do that, that was pretty amazing on their part. In heels, oh, my gosh, the heels.
Yes, you're going to get those at Goodland, but, you know, I think that's a good preparation for Cimarron tomorrow.
I think so.
And, you know, 18 holes, you know, a couple of your players you mentioned hadn't played a full 18-hole course before. What are some things that you maybe teach them maybe to mentally prepare for the 18 course?
Just be prepared to walk and walk some holes. Bring lots of water and maybe some snacks, because 18 holes takes, you know, anywhere from 7 to 8 hours, and that's a long time to be out there.
It definitely is here, but I think, you know, get two meddling yesterday again, I believe it was. So that's a lot of positives moving ahead.
Oh, I agree. I think that we're just going to go up from here.
Tomorrow, of course, Cimarron course there, and second tournament for you guys in 3 days. Of course, Cimarron, a pretty solid team. Who are some maybe the other teams that you're looking at there for tomorrow?
Well, there will be Colby, I'm sure. and that's always a tough one. I think we need to watch out for Cimarron for sure. And Goodland is they're coming strong. Like, they have a young team also, but they came out pretty strong yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be a good event or meet for you guys tomorrow afternoon. And hard to believe you'll be 3 out of 8 meets done for the regular season.
I know. And then we have 2 next week.
Wow. It goes fast.
It does. Once it starts, it just goes.
Absolutely. It does, yes. And once again, it is Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Lady Beaver golf team off to a good start this year. Thanks again, Coach, here. And good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Hey, thank you. You have a good night.
All right, thanks.